Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us live this morning, Jake Rosen, covering the ballot of CBS News. Jake, thanks for being with us this morning. All right, so much going on, including the race for the House, the race for the Senate, you know, all this attention on Trump and Harris. What do those two pictures look like this morning?
Well, we'll have to see as votes come in, but right now it looks like Republicans are in a position to at least get back a couple of seats in the Senate. There's a couple of very vulnerable Democrats, especially in places like Montana, with a longtime serving Democrat John Tester in a very close race there. But again, in some of these critical battleground states like Pennsylvania, where Donald Trump was yesterday, and Michigan, and in Wisconsin, there are very close Senate races that, depending on which candidate at the top of the ticket does the best, might very well impact down ballot races. Will candidates run above or below Donald Trump, right? We've kind of seen that split in the past, especially in a place like Arizona, where Donald Trump is doing pretty well right now, but Carrie Lake, the Republican, infamous Republican now, who has not conceded that race yet from 2022, she's running for Senate and running far behind Donald Trump, and the Democrat is actually doing better. So we'll see as these ballots are returned whether there's some kind of ticket splitting or whether one candidate, whether it's Vice President Harris or former President Donald Trump, can carry some of these candidates across the finish line in what will be very close races up and down the ballot.
Jake, does it look like we'll know the House and Senate outcomes before we know the winner of the race for the White House?
We might very well know the Senate, that's for sure. But I think just given the history of some of these states, including Pennsylvania, California, and New York, just some of these races are going to be very close. Sometimes ballots, especially in these smaller communities, take a little bit longer to get fully tabulated and cross-checked. So we might very well know, like we did in 2020, the presidential results, which again still took a couple of days as those ballots were being tabulated. It might take a little bit longer to determine control of the House.
Well, thanks, and we'll be checking in throughout all Election Day and I'm sure in the week ahead. Jake Rosen joining us with CBS News.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.